Hello, everybody. It's Devin here, and we're live on the PWK Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the PWK Podcast. It is I, Mike Jack, coming at you with another dope episode. But I can't do this without my main homies, my co-creators, my top dogs, been down with me since day one. Devin, what's going on with you?
Hey, what's up, man?
How's Mario, going? What's happening, man? Welcome back.
What's going on, man?
How y'all doing?
We're doing good, man.
I'm living, bro. How you doing? That's the question.
Man, I cannot complain. I am super excited today. I have some very big news for everybody. I have some very dope news for everybody.
You better tell us right now?
Yes. You know, we've been doing this for like 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this for 3 years, and we've been pretty up and down. But we've been still here, you know, and it's with great pleasure.
Yeah.
Busy. You know, we're busybodies. So as you go through this podcasting thing, you meet people that think just like us. Conversate just like us. And it's time to bring in some new blood.
Some new blood.
Some new energy.
Okay.
You know, we're ever expanding. This is just not me, Devin, and Mario. This is way bigger than us. So it gives me great honor and great privilege to introduce to you two of the three new members of the PWK Podcast. The first one is hailing from the northwest of Louisiana. She's here to get you raggedy bitches right. To tell you, penny pinching having bitches that y'all are trifling.
Definitely trifling.
and make sure that you get a dope woman's perspective of the conversations we talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you the one, the only, the infamous Kayla in the building. Let's give Kayla a hand.
Well. Thank you.
Kayla, welcome.
I hope that doesn't make me sound like super aggressive.
No, not at all. Every team needs that one woman to get these raggedy bitches straight, you know?
I will, but, you know, little by little, I was hoping to ease people into it.
No, we just go full throttle.
All right, we're just shoving it on out there, right?
Yeah, shove it down the throat.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Exactly. Because if you can't shove it, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
They just want me to force it. Yeah. I'll force it. Just make it fit.
Hey, look at all the great things that was forced and turned into something great.
Okay. All right.
The Jackson 5, duh.
Yeah, they were definitely forced. Now.
They were forced.
I mean,
traumatized. Yeah,
this is a million.
Hold on. Who's Michael? The real Michael.
Wait, what?
He in the ground, sweetheart.
No. Because who turns out to be Michael? Because he was the rest of them, all the surgeries and hairlines and
It's still up there, you know. They're still millionaires thanks to their dad that forced them.
Yeah.
To be
that lets you know whoopings are a good thing.
Yep. The next person. I hope he's here. Oh God.
I know, right?
This man,
get the crickets ready just in case.
You know, I'm gonna let Devin do the honors in introducing his friend, because I think I can't do it any justice.
Okay, I can do that. I believe I can handle that task. All right, so this next guy we have coming on the show, you know, he's been around ever since we started this as well, you know, giving his input and advice on certain things, on certain shows, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, what we should talk about, all of that.
We just called him. before we move on, I just want to apologize to him. On the last episode, I may have called him a racist.
You did. You definitely called him racist. Yeah, you did.
I may have called him a racist, and Kayla has brought it to my attention that he is not a racist.
I told you he wasn't racist.
Let me finish.
Oh, it took Kayla to see it.
I mean, I do.
Says the man that before we started the show and we was greeting everybody, you gave her the most smoothest greeting.
I am a lady.
Exactly.
What are you?
This did happen.
Hey, what's going on? I missed your voice. What's going on?
Somebody was recording a voicemail.
You sound like one of them late 40-year-olders that be trying to like be in the 40 and up club trying to holler at a girl. Hey, what's going on? It's Rick. I'm sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but
not Rick, man.
But
keep it going,
like I was saying, I may have called him a racist. He is not a racist. Kayla's brought it to my attention. He is prejudiced.
Right.
Which I thought that was the same thing. But
it's not. There's degrees to it.
I Kayla brought it. That's why Kayla is here now. That's why Kayla is here now to rectify these situations. So continue on.
Okay. So anyway, before I was rudely interrupted, you know, this guy's been around since the beginning of this show, and we appreciate him for that a lot. So without further ado, we bring on Big Mike Wells.
Yo, yo, yo. He lives, everybody. He lives.
Oh, he here?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, he here.
Oh, snap. Okay. What's up, man? What's happening? We was, now that's that Charlemagne shit. You know, Charlemagne.
Yo, yo, yo. Charlemagne. Ho, 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 man.
Oh, man.
Welcome, man, officially.
But yeah, man, happy to be here, man. Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
We got to get y'all shirts.
Ready to see. Jokic get beat out the playoffs by the GOAT, you know.
I don't want to talk about that right now. Kind of don't.
Yeah, we ain't even going to get into sports right now.
Yeah, we got a lot on our plate today, Mike.
We're not going to get into sports, huh?
We got a lot on our plate today, bro.
No, we going to get to it.
We're going to get to it. But
my King Jokic and shit his ass up.
Oh, Lord. See what I'm saying?
What are you talking about?
Jokic had, what, 30 points last night? And here Mike going talking shit about Jokic.
It's 30 or 40.
But we going to keep moving past that.
Thank you, Kayla. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Fuck Jokic.
So let's get into the news. Let's get into the three top news things that we found interesting this week. The first thing is
NBA YoungBoy. Man, we're
no,
today.
No,
Burn, man.
No. See, I'm no, feeling. No. 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 All right.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. That's not. That is not.
We skipping past that shit.
That is not interesting. Not to us. We already agreed to see you was gone when we talked about the three things we were going to talk about. But moving on, Brittany Griner is back, y'all. The top. What would she be? What would she be?
Like, what number?
No, I'm talking about she man or she a girl or.
She's a woman. She's definitely a woman. Don't do her
she
like that, man. Don't do my Phoenix she people like that,
woman.
Man.
But she sounds like a man, though.
Oh,
but I will say, she's probably dropping dick off.
Okay, yeah. But she is back in the WNBA, y'all. She debuted this past Friday at a preseason game, got a standing ovation. How do y'all feel about Brittany Griner being back after all of what she went through with the Russians?
Welcome back, Brittany Griner.
We happy to have you back in the valley, you know? Hold on, y'all. Let me speak on this because she played for a Phoenix team. Hold on. We're happy to have BG back in the valley, you know? It's been a lot that we went through. You know, we went through a lot emotionally, you know, with that situation, you know.
Did y'all really?
Shedded a lot of tears, you know, did wrote you really? A lot of notes, all of that. Yeah. Did,
over a WNBA player? You shedded tears over a WNBA player? We did,
no matter what kind of player she is.
It definitely does. She means a lot to us. In Phoenix eyes, it does.
She means a lot to us, so it's good to have her really? Back. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
We probably would have made it past the second round of the playoffs last year.
Y'all made the playoffs?
I think they did. They lost in the first
you
round.
You think they did?
No, they didn't.
So how much you watch the WNBA?
No, they didn't. They didn't. That was your fault.
I mean, but let's be free.
Google at your fingertips.
Anyway, carry
on. I mean,
on.
But let's be honest here. Who's really watching the WNBA, though?
Hold on.
I'll be watching it now.
Hold on. Are you done sucking her plastic dick?
who's really watching the WNBA?
Okay. Nice one, wow. Kayla. I like that.
All on her. All her deal, though.
All on it. Goblin. I mean, giving the full two-hand twist. Because there is no way her ass to be back. She can still be over in Russia serving her fucking child. We traded a fucking ball maker for this big manly bitch who really doesn't do shit for this country. I don't understand. Like, they are, Russia is really creating pacts with other countries to devalue the American dollar. Are we for real? And we gave them a ball maker for her. Damn.
Because we want our.
But here's the thing, though.
For something that none of us watch.
What's that bomb maker's free throw percentage?
What's his rebounds per game?
This is my point. True enough, that deal is really shiesty and it's a horrible trade. But let's be honest, we live in a country where entertainment is more important than anything else. So can he shoot the three?
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. Can he
get 10 boards a game?
Nope.
Like, you understand, Kayla, Brittany
Brown can blow shit, college,
bro. She's a woman.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you. He can blow a lot of things up. But his jump shot is trash. I totally agree with you, but his jump shot is garbage.
And his box out game is weak.
His box out game is weak. We don't care about people dying. Come on now.
We don't?
No. When did we ever care?
Right.
I mean, we're America. We don't care about people dying. Can he shoot the three?
Shoot it.
9/11, never forget. We don't care about people dying. Now, who does it matter? We don't care about people dying.
Of course we don't.
Oh, my God.
Of course we don't. Okay. He cannot shoot the three. Okay. Brittany Griner got a mean sky hook.
She do got a nice hook.
Original accepted transgender.
No, really, okay. Brittany Griner,
at the end of the day, she should still be in that Russian.
You know, Baylor. You know, Baylor wouldn't have won that ring if it wasn't they had that undefeated season. It wasn't for her, and she was yanking on these hoes. You know what I'm saying? Dunking on them, elbow in the rim, and all this shit.
Have you seen Brittany Griner dunk the ball? We don't even know if Bomber Man can dunk. We don't even know. There is video footage of her doing it.
She know Angel Reese, but you know. Yeah, Brittany Griner hoops, Kayla.
Oh, yeah.
She hoops.
Oh, yeah, we still ended up on sports.
About. Moving. Yeah, moving on to the next thing. Jonathan Majors is back in the news again. It is confirmed that him and Megan Goods are dating amid his allegations of domestic abuse, which he has lost his manager and he's lost like three roles. Right now, the Marvel Universe is still debating the person that runs Marvel, Kevin Feige, is still debating if he's going to stay as Kang on the new Marvel Universe. What are y'all takes on Megan Goods and her new boo, Jonathan Majors?
This is so disappointing, man.
Wow.
She can do so much better.
What's crazy to me?
This is coming out at a horrible time.
Okay, wait. Let Mike speak. I want to hear what Mike got to say.
Nah, in real life, bro, it's crazy to me. I'm like shocked, bro. Like, I honestly thought that Megan Good had way higher standards, and I thought I couldn't get her ass, nigga. If I knew, nigga, that Jonathan fucking Majors could get Megan good, nigga, I would have shot my shot, nigga. What?
Kayla, what you got to say?
And tickle at what the fuck mom just said. What? How are you and Jonathan Majors on the same goddamn level?
Bro, at least I don't beat my bitches, Kayla. Come on.
Hold up.
Not saying he did.
Oh, by the way, he was found not guilty of all allegations, by the way.
That's cool.
So,
the court of opinion.
Well, whether it was a court of opinion or it really happened, he was found not guilty, meaning he will do no time, meaning, you know, everything should go back to normal.
You know what? That still makes Megan Good a side piece, because he was definitely with old girl, and it was Megan Good he was texting when she snatched that phone out of his hand. So that's still a bad look, And I mean, at the end of the day, he was with that white girl.
But nah, bro, he was trying to
come back over to the other side.
He was with a white girl. When he went to that war ceremony, she was with a white girl.
You breaking up, Kayla.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Yes, he was with
a white girl.
Yeah, she's not a very good looking white girl.
Yeah, I want to look her up and see her.
Yeah,
because he don't look like he would date an attractive white girl.
I mean, look at him, bro. Like, goddamn.
He has not been attractive for a very long time himself.
Was he ever?
I mean, when he got that body together, and hey, a good body can do a lot for a face, okay? It makes up for the face with a good body for some men, especially when you got a nice career and you dress nice. A good body and good clothing on a man does a lot for discrepancies in the face.
Hey, look, Kayla, I have you know.
And the white, and her name, what's her name? Pose, nigga. Grace Jabari. All right, Mario, what's your take on it?
I look at it like this. We're missing a bigger issue here, is that Megan Good likes to be choked.
I was just thinking that, Mario.
She likes to be manhandled.
Yep.
She like it.
She like it when a dude tell her, shut up, bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she like it. She got tired of the preaching. I'm sorry.
I was just about to mention it. Yeah. I think that's why, you know.
Well, I mean.
He was just trying to make love to her all the time. And, you know, no, she won't her head between the couch and the dresser.
She wanted to get slutted out, basically.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. And he's doing that for her. She don't care he in the nude. You think she care he in the nude? She does not care. He dropping dick off.
Okay, yeah, this Grace Jabari girl is pretty basic, you know.
Super basic, yeah. But yeah, I think this.
Usually vanilla wafers are, but, I mean, does that ever matter?
I've seen some pretty smoking hot wafers.
Morgan Robbie, that's a bad mama jamma.
Yes, she is.
Boy, you can't talk about all the vanillas. Man, what's the girl, Emily Browning?
I don't know her.
Is that
you ever seen Sucker Punch?
But I know Sydney Sweeney, yeah.
You seen Sucker Punch?
No.
Yeah,
the main girl in Sucker Punch.
Let me see.
Yeah.
You can keep going, but I'm going to see.
But,
is she like her lipstick or something? Oh, hold on.
Yep.
Give me a natural body vanilla wafer.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, Margot pretty natural, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Charlize, I do like Margot.
Yeah, Charlize Theron. You know, but
Sydney Sweeney,
this is not about white women. This is about Megan Good.
I mean, you
like being with, you know, niggas that treat her like shit.
We don't know he's treating her like shit. We don't know she's treating her like shit, though.
That's true. We don't know that. But what we'll find out in a few months. She like that. We don't know that, but what we do know is she like that foot on her head. We do know that.
It's something about that.
It sounds like she like the same shit I like, bro. I love to put some Tim boots on Megan Good.
You feel me?
Not the Tim boots.
Man, y'all not gonna disrespect Megan like that. I would make love to Megan.
Megan disrespected herself. What you talking about?
I would make sweet love to Megan. I'm not gonna put my feet on her head.
She gonna break up with your ass, too.
I was about to say, and she'll leave you just like how she left the preacher.
Yep.
Allegedly. Because how are you coming to this conclusion that she would even want something like that?
All girls want this.
Because.
What are you saying?
Because if he was holding it down like how he was supposed to, probably a good brother. You know, nothing against him. I don't know him. I'm not trying to be like he's a dirty person or anything like that. He's probably a really great man. But evidently, he wasn't doing something that she could say, you know what? I can put up with this long term.
I think the reason they probably not together, I think they just weren't on the same page spiritually.
He wasn't. I agree with Mario. He wasn't down with like slapping her in the face or choking her out.
We don't know that she want these things, but still, I think Megan probably just wasn't as deep in faith.
But she's with Christianity. Wait. She is with a guy currently who's basically is on the like cusp of getting totally canceled for beating up on hoes. So, I mean.
But they were talking way before he was about to be canceled. This came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they probably already got a connection, you know. So she looking past their red flags.
So basically, ignoring all of that red flag.
So basically, he was whooping holes in private. That's what you mean.
Basically,
it just finally got out.
I can't wait for the Jonathan Majors documentary. Like,
it's coming.
Four or five years. I hope we get selected during that time. Like, I would definitely be like, yes, I would love to be on there.
I would love to do the commentary.
Right. I just want to say first of all.
Look at where he came from. You knew when they cast him and he had to get all that muscle.
I just want this to all blow over. I just got through looking at Ant-Man and Quantumania, and he was awesome in it. And he was awesome in Loki season one. And I don't want him to.
It's gonna blow over.
Yeah, I just don't want him to stop
being. What's really blowing my mind, though, before we go too far, is that this nigga is really, before he got this type of fame or publicity, all these people that tried to come out the woodwork and say he was abusing them and shit, who was fucking on this man? Because before he had any at all, he was fucking ugly and he was broke as shit.
Yeah, I can't lie.
Not to mention, I hate to say this, he has a very valued nigga nose.
He can smell a
meal from miles away.
Hello.
Are y'all firing fish over there? Jonathan, how did you know that?
He looks real deformed. Wait, for a hot minute. Look at the pictures, man. When he first was stepping.
I just want to keep y'all in mind before we move on to the next topic. Y'all can't talk all over yourselves because me and Devin can hear y'all, and it sounds like y'all just jumbled up. It sounds like everybody. Devin, give me an example of how it sounds. No, it's okay. It's okay. But just to help people hear each and every one of y'all, like, just keep in mind, y'all sound jumbled up. But moving on to the last subject before we get to the song of the week, there was an article that came out that says Gabrielle Union says she and Dwayne Wade split their bills 50-50 and she struggles with scarcity mindset. from the People's article that me and Kayla read, and it's a clip that's going viral from the Black Millionaires podcast. Actress Gabrielle Union says she and her husband, retired NBA star Dwayne Wade, a.k.a. Dwayne Union, split their finances evenly. In this household, we split everything 50-50, she told the show's host. The actress 50 continue, but in the other households that each of us have to support, there's always this, like, gorilla on your back that's like, you better work, bitch. You better work. Or you going to sleep in, you know? Somebody might not eat, what the actress said. She says they split everything 50-50. She says that her net worth is around about $40 million. His is $170 million. And said that's how they keep things at bay and at peace. I guess the question that I wanted to ask you all is, in a relationship, and both of you all are making great money, should you split things 50-50? And do you all have a problem with them splitting things 50-50?
They are two rich people. Hell no.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, they married, so it's whatever works for them.
Right. Yeah, whatever works for them.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an easy one. And that's in general, even if you ain't rich, you know, it's whatever you guys communicate in your relationship that works for both of y'all. Yeah. I believe in 50-50. I ain't paying for all this shit all the time.
But you're the man. You're the provider.
That's true, and I'm going to do that. But we can go 50-50 on some stuff, you know?
So you would actually
You can handle something. I shouldn't have to handle every single thing.
Time out. So you would literally pull your wife and sit your wife down and say, look, we got to split these bills up. What you taking?
I'm being honest with her, and she should be able to accept that, yes.
But you're the man.
Hey, but times can get hard sometimes, right?
Times can get hard.
And we're supposed to be supposed to be one, right?
Wait. Couple. It's just like this show I was watching on Netflix called How to Live Your Rich Life. I don't know if I'm saying it right. But basically the show is this guy, and he's a guru in like teaching people how to manage their money and stuff. And there was this one couple that was in a similar situation. They were splitting everything 50-50, but the husband was making like $100,000. And the wife was doing this pyramid scheming, right? And she was only bringing
Wait,
in like,
what?
Yeah, like she was doing pyramid scheming. Yeah. Like that's what I call it. But
probably insurance or something.
No, it was like she gets these people to come on board with her to sell these products.
That's how it works, yeah.
Yeah. And then the more people you get.
Yeah. Some insurance companies be like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And
like the wake up now people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
pretty much. And so, long story short, the guy was basically saying, "Well, hey, babe, I make more money. I can take care of most of the bills." And the woman wasn't having it. She was like, "Nope. I want to do 50-50."
Okay.
No, yeah. It's like I say, it's whatever works for you now. Like I said, times can get hard. Yeah, hey, she might have to hold me down for a little while, you know, or we might have to just split it. But you should be able to be honest with that person you're with and, you know,
so
communicate that.
Wait,
so
if both of y'all are bringing in six figures apiece, you feel like y'all should be able to split the bills?
Nah, we don't have to. But I mean, like, it's however y'all communicate, bro. However y'all communicate.
But you
say, like, I can probably take it. Okay, let's say, for example, okay, I'm going to take care of everything at the house. Okay, all you got to pay for is your car. And your insurance, maybe. You know, it's whatever y'all communicate. I don't know.
But you saying you gonna split everything 50-50.
No, we can do that. I'm just saying. I was just giving an example.
Kayla, what's your take on it?
Yeah.
I am not going 50-50. Especially with a nigga who makes or is net worth $170 million. I don't give a fuck. And what I'm also not gonna do is take care of other niggas' households. That's what you got me fucked up. I don't give a goddamn. I don't know what kind of 50. I'm not going 50-50 with a nigga. I don't know. Let me get my words together and be a lady for you all. I'm not doing that 50-50 shit because the fuck? Are you going to do 50-50 of the child rearing? Are you gonna do 50-50 of that?
Yeah. Yes, family.
How are you gonna do that?
Because it takes two parents to raise a child.
How you gonna do 50-50 of the birth then?
I mean, that's 100% you. You gotta ask God that. I can't answer. I can't answer that. You know what I'm saying? But
we ain't gonna be equal in all of this shit. We not gonna be able to split this shit down. So no, I'm not doing this. No, everything no.
So you feel like
kill the ground until he goes back into the fucking ground. This is just the struggle you won't have to fucking bear. Take that up with your maker when you go meet your maker.
So you feel like if you're making 40, if your network is 40 million and your husband network is 107 million, he should take care of everything and you just do whatever the fuck you want to do with your money. That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying I'm doing whatever the fuck I want to do with my money. I am not going to be out here blowing money on dumb shit. What I'm not going to be having to do is work a job because I have to work a job.
So basically, you're going to do whatever you want to do with your money, like Mike said.
No. Here's the thing I'm doing now, right? I'm providing for myself because I have to provide for myself. This shit is ghetto. I was supposed to be married with child, taking care of a family. And this is what I'm doing right now. I don't want to keep doing this shit. I need a man in my life to provide for me. I'm not going to do this shit forever.
I'm not saying
I don't want to have to work.
I'm not saying there's no problem. There's no problem with that, Kayla, for a man providing for you that you don't have to work. But if you're sitting on $40 million, I agree with Devin a little bit. You need to contribute to a little something, you know? You know what I'm saying? Hey, how about you pay on some of this property tax, you know? Property tax needs to be paid every year. You take care of the property tax, I take care of the house note, you know?
That is black men
Get your words right.
Here's the thing, right? When I was coming up, my mother didn't have to work. My father provided for us. I lived a really good life. I come from a really good family. Mm-hmm. These were not the conversations that were fucking had. So it's ridiculous having to have these conversations right now. The man that I'm supposed to be with is going to understand that. And my dad didn't make $170 million. They're not having these conversations now. So I, and the life that I'm living right now, to me, is wild. Even talking to my father right now, they're looking for grandkids. And I tell them, look at these niggas around. Look at these niggas around. Who the fuck do you think I'm going to be able to bring home to you?
Hey, there's somebody for everybody. And somebody to share your bills with and split everything 50-50.
You think I'm going to be able to bring a 50-50 nigga home to my father?
Yeah. Yeah. But then again, that's none of your father's business what y'all do in your household either.
You think
that's none of his business?
I'm gonna bring a lesser man. You think I'm gonna accept a lesser man?
What makes him a lesser man? Because y'all split bills. So you would say Devin would be a lesser man because he says, "Hey, let's split some bills."
Tell us, Kayla.
He may be.
Evan, he gave you the bedroom voice.
Hey. What is for someone else is for someone else, and what is for me is for me. Oh. Read your Bible. A man must kill the ground until he goes back into that bitch. I didn't set the rules. I just live by
it. I don't think that's funny.
Okay.
I bring a lesser man home to my father. And then I have to sit before the heavenly gates and explain how I did not live up to my full potential.
Mario, what you was about to say?
I'm all for you getting what you want. I am. I am all for you getting what you want, but also understand. Hey, all of that. All of that. But understand, nothing is free.
Not even
nothing is free. Nothing is free. So you can have that man who's going to do everything, take care of everything. You have no financial worries, but you got to worry about what's coming on the back end of that as well. Mm-hmm. Because you're talking about a man who's never really going to be there. If he got it like that.
I think Kayla, long as she's taking care of everything, I honestly don't think Kayla would fucking care.
Oh, what you doing?
I don't think.
You need to hear what I'm saying.
I know.
All right, we'll be down then.
My dad was there enough. I saw him just on time. Like, I was raised in it. I am fully aware. Yep. I am not.
We'll be down then. Hey.
Yeah, when her husband missed Lil Kayla's baseball game, be like, well, Lil Kayla.
Did you have fun?
Right. You know your dad is providing for us, so hey, suck it up.
How do you think you got here, baby? look at little Timmy who couldn't afford to get here.
Wow, you gonna talk about another child's lesson to make your child feel best about the situation?
Because sometimes you need to provide an example. Favor is not fair. And that is a hard lesson you gotta learn it young.
I bet little Timmy over there be like, Miss Kayla, I can hear you. What the fuck?
Take it up with your mama.
Moving on. I'm having so much fun right now. Moving on to the song of the week. Here is Earth Gang with Strong Friends. Devin, what the hell?
Oh, we're ready.
Play it.
You gotta reintroduce the shit now.
Oh my god, bro.
No, give me a proper introduction.
No, because you're playing on your goddamn phone.
No, I was ready.
You were playing on your phone. No, I can't really introduce the song.
I had to do
the song. Come
Devin, wait. I do need to say this first, though. Devin, I do love you, even though you're a 50-50 nigga and the rest of you 50-50 niggas out there. Y'all are still important people in this world.
That must have been on your heart. Yeah. I get it. The morality kicked in. It's cool. I get it.
Because somebody's going to need to uplift y'all. Somebody is going to love y'all and accept y'all.
Ooh, here comes the gaslighting.
It's not me. No. It won't be me.
Y'all hear that manipulation? Y'all hear it? You hear it?
No. The manipulation would be if I told you I would accept you. I'm not going to accept you. Somebody out there will. Somebody is going to want to work with you. I won't. Somebody will. Not me. Somebody.
Ooh-wee. Of course, it's wrong with this one.
I had a father in my life.
The song of the week. The song of the week is Our Game with Strong Friends. Oh,
checking on your strong friends, checking on your strong friends. How you been, my nigga? I'm here if you feel like talking. Checking on your strong friends, checking on your strong friends. Tapping with your brother, sister, we gon' keep it solid. Mm-hmm. We gon' keep it solid.
Say what you gotta say. Nobody perfect. This ain't about politics. Watch who you calling crazy. This shit is dismissive. You just end up missing with someone who trusted you. Try to say we all got our differences, references, preferences, influences that can be overwhelming. Trying to stay mentally healthy. My people be needing a way of expression without fear of judgment or getting arrested. Don't talk to each other. Just keep it all bottled up. Life can get shaky. You blow any second. We forever scared to be punished.
punished for sharing. Might even get clowned for opening up now, but I'd much rather leave you with no room for doubt. If you don't leave with nothing, hope you get the message. Check in on your strong friends. Check in on your strong friends. How you been, my nigga? I'm here if you feel like talking. Check in on your strong friends. Check in on your strong friends. Tap in with your brother, sister. We gon' keep it solid. Perfect image, spotlight burning, she's so photogenic, her soul got a blemish, no time to heal it, pose for the picture, nobody listening, oh girl I'm with you, you ain't gotta fake it, you ain't gotta post the real, you barely know how you're supposed to feel, I don't know how we supposed to deal, but I got a phone you can call me on, you can open up shit you can't reseal, we can air it out, we can cry it out, swim through it like a Navy SEAL. Got a homie locked up, no, he miss his daughter. Every night he spend the mattress getting harder. No, he hate to stay in position he in. Many times he told himself to move smarter. Probably should've called him, probably would've called him. Seen him last week and everything was solid. Every nigga deserves a break. Come on, my nigga, you know you gotta. Check in on your strong friends. Check in on your strong friends. How you been, my nigga? I'm here if you feel like talking. Check in on your strong friends. Check in on your strong friends. Tap in with your brother, sister. We gon' keep it solid. We gon' keep it solid.
That was Earth Gang with Strong Friends. What y'all thought of that?
I liked it.
I know, that right? That was pretty decent. That was pretty decent.
Pretty groovy.
I've been listening to them a lot lately.
What you say, Kayla?
I've been listening to them a lot lately.
Yeah, they pretty dope.
Oh, you know them? This is my first time hearing of them.
Yeah, they got some pretty good.
Yeah,
they
got some pretty great stuff, you know? You know that sound? Really, under,
how you discovered them?
They're under the Dreamville label, under J. Cole. So, okay. Spillage Village, Earth Gang, you know, all them good folks at Dreamville.
Okay, I got you.
And so, I've been listening to them ever since, like, college, when they was underground. So, I've been following them for a long time. But
we released recently listening to Big Truck by NBA YoungBoy.
Oh, yeah, no.
Wow.
Big
Truck.
Oh, you know.
Oh, Jesus. You know what?
Shout out to the sound effect.
Moving on to the topic of the day. You know, it comes a time we're coming of age. Devin, you'll be 30 this year, right?
I will.
You'll be 30 this year. Mario, you'll be 36, correct?
Damn.
Yeah, man.
I'll be 35.
All right.
The end of this month, Mike will be 29. He's moving into his 30s. And Kayla, you're 30, right?
I am going to be what I am going to be. Hello.
Dang, y'all women with y'all age. Jesus. Lord. Like, be happy that you're the age that you're in. Everybody can't see the age that you are.
Will I be alive? I will be alive. Hello? Thank you.
I am not old.
Right.
I'm not old.
Do not call me ma'am. You know how many times we had to hear that? You know how many times we had to hear that in college? Like, yes, ma'am. Don't call me ma'am. Wait, what?
It takes a lot to actually move into that ma'am transition and just be like, oh,
bruh,
am I ma'am?
But you are a ma'am, though.
Yeah, I look forward to being called sir.
How do you know? You're
a ma'am. You're a ma'am.
What makes you ma'am? What makes you sir? At what point?
when kids talk to you and they say, yes, sir, no, ma'am, that you're there.
Yeah. Now watch, Mario. A little nigga gonna just say, yeah. And she gonna be like, who the fuck you talking to?
Mm-hmm. Let one of them piss you off real quick.
Who the hell he talking to, old little demon? But moving on, while I was getting to the point, we are all trying to achieve and trying to get the biggest thing that's out there, which is wealth. And it's really, really hard. So it gives me great disappointment and great discernment when I see people who are getting to the bag, or seeing we see getting to the bag, and it seems like they're just throwing it away. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. Taking it for granted.
Not caring. Mm-hmm. Not giving a fuck, because their mindset is, I'm going to still stay true to the streets I grew up in. Mm-hmm.
And you really didn't even grow up in the streets.
You didn't. You're middle class. Who am I talking about?
I'll let you say the name.
Ja freaking Morant. Or let me say Demetrius.
not the government.
T.T.
Free Ja Morant, man.
No, ain't no free Ja Morant. Keep that nigga locked up.
Please and thank you.
Here he is, middle of the season. He got caught up waving his gun on social media, right? Mm-hmm. They suspended him, right? Mm-hmm. He came, they gave him a suspension. He said he learned his lesson. You know, he did the whole, I'm trying to learn to be a better person, you know, trying to be a better man.
You know, because these streets got him like,
yeah, because these streets got me all like in the motherfucking head fucked up and shit. And then you get kicked out the playoffs, mm-hmm. right? And then now you on social media with your friend, bumping Young Boy.
Pulling well, your Young Boy destroying the youth.
What, Mike, what you say?
Well, us Pelicans will take his ass. That's right where he belongs.
As I was saying, bumping Young Boy, pulling his gun out again. And I just keep thinking to myself, wow, this must be a big, big joke from God, because, like, real talk, he's giving these undeserving niggas money.
Man.
Undeserving niggas.
And I know some people that's going to listen to this, they gonna feel some type of way, or they're going to get mad, but that's just the truth. You undeserving nigga. You don't deserve this money. Do you know how hard it is for a black person to get the money that he's getting, mm-hmm. just to bounce a fucking basketball, bro? And then you got go ahead.
Go ahead, finish.
No, it's just really disheartening and disheartening. Then you have people like Dez Bryant coming out talking about, we need to stop bashing him and stop talking about him. He's still a king. King of what? Of guns?
Fucking up.
King of can't get shit right? Like, yo, bro, he's like, I think they really gonna suspend him for the year this time. I really, really do.
They can. They got that power, too.
No, like,
and
they, no.
And he already had his, you know, chance.
Silver is mad. Like, he's upset. The commissioner of the NBA. I think they're going to suspend him for the year.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, here's my stance on it, dude. Just, it's kind of piggybacking off of what you were talking about. It's like, we're out here trying to get it. You know, and for those who don't understand what I mean, like, we're trying to create some type of wealth for ourselves to where we don't necessarily have to worry about anything anymore. The right way. And here's a man, because he's a man, he's not no kid. Here's a man who made it. First of all, for those who are listening, do you know how hard it is to get into the NBA?
Very.
Think about the best player from your high school or college. Did they make it?
No.
Did your cousin that can hoop really good, did he make it? This man made it, and he's pissing it away. I just don't get it, dude. Like, where is your mind at? Like, why do you want to be gangster so bad?
And I think that's the biggest question. That's the first thing when I saw the article. That's the first thing that I kept thinking, like, what is so great about being around hood niggas?
Bro, you rich now.
You know, Steve Harvey, you know, Steve Harvey said when he was like coming up and he was getting like big and famous and stuff, and he was getting on TV and he was on Showtime, the Apollo. He went back and he told his homeboys, he was like, look, bro, I'm blowing up a little bit. I'm getting a little bit more exposure. I can't hang out with y'all in these streets no more.
And that's what you're supposed to do.
How hard is it to say, hey, I can't fuck with y'all no more?
Especially if they bring a negative impact into your life.
And then be honest with your friends. They be like, well, man, why? Because y'all fuck shit up.
And if they love you and respect you, they will understand, or right, they will try to be better for you.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
In your situation.
I mean, so realistically, Ronnie had to explain to me why it was such a big deal for him to not be having guns in the first place, because I didn't know why he couldn't have a gun in the beginning. So, I mean, at this point, I see he clearly doesn't have any good friends in his surroundings, and he's just looking to belong. He's 23. He's still a kid.
Well, no, he's not.
That's no excuse.
He still maintains a kid mindset, and he's trying to belong. And the more money is, you're giving millions of dollars to somebody who's immature, and age does not bring more maturity.
Okay.
Wait, no, he don't care about none of that.
Oh, okay.
The law don't care about none of that.
The NBA
clearly doesn't. It clearly doesn't, and it does take some people a little bit longer to hit those milestones. The boy clearly has not matured and hit those milestones as he was supposed to, and it's going to take him a little bit longer. And it might fuck up his career, and that's just something that he's going to have to, he don't have to deal with that shit on his own. Hopefully he put his money somewhere in a safe place and he manages it well. I mean,
okay, I call cap. I said, because there's a lot of players you can look. This is one of the biggest things. Your dad is almost at damn near every game. Mm-hmm. So you can't.
Ain't daddy child, Mr. Cook?
I give you that, Touche.
Yeah.
Touche. Yeah. I can't argue with that.
Because I really want to know what was his dad's response to all of this. Touche. You know?
I can't argue with that. His daddy is childish as fuck. He's definitely childish. Yeah.
So what good role model does he really have in his immediate family to look up to? And you need somebody who's going to be that impactful. Even the nigga on his team, he really don't have that type of bond with them that anything that they're saying is going to really mean anything to him. The people that really fucking matter to him are all fucking idiots.
Mike, what's your take on this?
No, I honestly don't believe John Moran did anything wrong. Everything he did was perfectly legal, bro.
But the NBA,
it was legal.
It was
yeah.
legal, but,
it really was.
But the NBA told him you can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good job.
Why can he not do that?
Because the rule says so, Mike.
What rule says that?
It's the professional conduct rule.
It's like in the code of
it's
conduct.
It's in the code of conduct, you know? Mike.
Man, but they got other pictures of other NBA players with guns
like
on
who?
The internet.
Like who?
Like Draymond.
Yeah, I seen the picture of Draymond Green.
And y'all come see the other person.
Was it LeBron?
And you see what they do to Draymond.
Right, exactly.
The white guy, too.
Who?
Devin knows him.
No, I ain't seen no white guy.
Okay.
Okay,
wait. But and what is the setting? See, that's what
you're holding.
Yeah, and that's another thing you have to look at too, Mike. You have to look at the setting of the pictures too. If they're hunting, that's considered a sport.
Well, now, listen, they're just holding assault rifles up. Like,
where? Yeah. Where are they holding them?
Yeah, so on Draymond Green, on Draymond Green's picture, it looked like he was at some kind of, you know, range, possibly.
Yeah.
So that's the, other that guy, is the difference.
Was, yeah, the other guy, he was just at his house with a bulletproof vest on.
Mike.
White guy.
Mike, it's already Look bad like enough. That. It's already bad enough they don't think much of us, but you're in a car. With fitted caps on,
man, what?
And bumping, you, man, bumping young boy,
and we gotta go. We gotta go back though. We gotta go back. The thing with John Morant is this is second time.
Right.
The first time, you know, when he was caught with a gun, it was rumors.
Man, the
that,
first time it was during the season. Right. He was in another city, so it was
right. And it was said that it was said that he was in a car that pointed a laser at another basketball team.
And then he was threatening.
That was another.
He threatened, you know, his name was just in there, though. Yeah. He was possibly in that car with people that was pointing a laser at the Indiana Pacers basketball team. You know,
and at the end of the day, bro, like you can't worry about what's in other people's fucking yard, bro. You have to worry about what's in your own. They didn't suspend Draymond. They didn't suspend LeBron or the white guy you're talking about. They suspended your ass. You see what I'm saying? So regardless to what you're saying, yeah, Draymond probably was on a range, but once again, you're on a gun range. That's where guns are permitted, correct? It's about your settings and your environment, bro. You can't be in a car.
Well, you can have your gun in the car, bro. Yes, you
cannot
can.
Be in a car,
yeah,
bro.
Can, but...
You can, but it's your setting. It's your setting, bro. It's your setting, and you just got out of trouble for doing this. I think that's the biggest thing. You just got out of trouble from this matter at first. So, no. Then I get mad at your friend because it's just like what Shannon said. I get mad at the friend because what type of fucking... Why do I have to always let it be known I'm hanging around with John fucking Morant? Or I'm hanging around with a celebrity?
Yeah, because if that's your friend, you used to being around him anyway, you know?
When me and Mario was in college, we met so many dope people that celebrities, we forgot to take a fucking picture because we was like, hey, nigga, that's Boosie.
Yeah.
That's fucking Boosie. Hey, Mr. Boosie.
We just randomly would meet celebrities.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Boosie, sir, can we have your autograph? We didn't even think to take a picture.
Nope. We really just left people alone.
Right. Because some people look like they wanted to be left the fuck alone. Like, hey, he doesn't look too happy. I met Fred Hammond at a football game. He was not in the mood. Like, man, Fred. But I understand what you're saying, Mike. But, I mean, it's the setting, bro. Does he really have a permit for that gun? Then that's another question. Mike?
I mean, depending on the stadium, he don't really just need one, I guess, but, you know.
Yeah, that's getting really deep.
Wow. Why can't we just do right when we get money?
And then he's listening to Youngboy.
Let's not forget the most important part.
Yeah, he 4K Trey. I'm surprised Mike... I'm surprised Mike hadn't said anything. He must be busy doing something.
Yeah, retreating.
Might be.
But, yeah, I just... Man. Why can't we do right when we get money?
Because he was not ready for the role. He was immature. I mean... What did you expect? Look at his dad.
Yeah, see, I was about to say, I wonder what his dad's response, you know, to all his, or, you know, how was his interaction with his son after hearing, you know, he did this again.
Probably cursed him out, you know, slapping him around a little bit, you know.
I doubt it.
You don't think that?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Slapped him around? No.
I'm not saying that he slaps people around, but he definitely looks like he'll slap you around a little bit. Like, what the fuck your problem? Pat, pat, pat.
He definitely, slap his son around.
Not the money maker.
Right, cause I'm sure at this point his son is funding his life. You know what I'm saying? He ain't slap him around.
Pat, pat, pat. You're slap a millionaire.
He's fucking up the bag. He might, but at this point, they still got a couple million. I mean, honestly, real deal. The boy is young. the man is young. He's immature. That is the cold, hard fact about it. He ain't ready for the position he's been put in, and he doesn't have good people surrounding him. What y'all want him to do? What did y'all think was going to happen? You are what your environment is. You can take him and put him in millions, give him millions, and he's still going to go buck fucking wild with millions.
But, I mean, look at all the other NBA players that came from way worse situations and way worse hoods, and they're not having this problem. DeMar DeRozan is not having this problem. Kyle Lowry is not having this problem. Jimmy Butler. LeBron didn't have this issue, you know?
They came from different environments, different mentalities. They got different people surrounding them. Their environments were different.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen, Ja came up in a pretty good environment.
That's what I'm saying. He came from a middle class. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He did.
And that's what I'm saying, Kayla. He came from a middle class home.
He wasn't no trouble child.
He wasn't no trouble child.
He wasn't no child in the hood, and basketball saved his
right.
life.
Right. He was in a predominantly white high school. Yeah.
He was the talking black kid.
No.
Look at his damn daddy.
No, I can't give you that. And like y'all I said, I can't.
His mom.
And you want to be honest with you?
Mike.
What?
You used to teach.
Yes.
You have seen kids that come from not so bad families.
It's pretty bad, Kayla. I hate to say this. They come from pretty bad backgrounds, like, and parenting, and this is what I'm saying, but this is different. Parenting is bad. Now, if you're going to put that in the equation, then maybe you might have something. Maybe I'll give you that if Ja Morant parents just were bad parenting. They came with just bad parenting. Because, you know, just because you're middle class and high class, you can still give bad parenting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And your
so
child
what
ends
part,
up.
What part of his mama and pa do you think gave productive parenting to him?
I'm going to go, if in this situation, neither.
Okay. So this is where we are. He just came from a middle class neighborhood. That's it.
I'll give you that if that's the case. Now, but then this is the thing. If he didn't, and his parents were being parents and were doing what they were supposed to do, which I do feel that way because he has made it to the ultimate, like Mario said, everybody can't play in the NBA. When the draft comes, they don't do like the NBA and have like 6 and 7 rounds. I think it's what, 2 rounds?
Two, maybe three.
Two rounds and that's it. Good night, everybody. And he made it. You see what I'm saying? So I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that angle. And then I'm also looking at the angle of, you know, I'm pretty sure these different organizations have mentoring classes about your conduct and about how to manage your money. I know a lot of NFL teams do it. I'm pretty sure basketball does it. So, I mean, you have all these resources, but yet and still, my angle is you are just so mesmerized about street life. And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. That's the problem that gets me with a lot of people that gets money. A lot of people, not disrespecting Young Dolph. People told Young Dolph, hey, bro, you need to get out of the hood. But it was just no disrespect to him. But it was on shows. He was on the Norre show. And Norre said, you need to get out the hood, bro. Multiple times on multiple podcasts, they told him, hey, bro, why are you still in the hood? Just not him. And you know, it's just something about being in the hood. Like, I don't, Mario, you think you can help me out? What is so glorified about being in there?
I have no idea, dude. I have no idea. Now, I'm not saying that everything in the hood is bad.
No, everything in the hood is not bad. But I thought the whole goal was to get out of it.
That's the goal. You know what I'm saying? To get out of it. But I guess people are attracted to things they've never truly experienced, maybe. Maybe he never got the chance to be a gangster and just decided, well, now I got the means to do it.
So you're basically,
I don't know.
You basically saying that he rich now he can afford the gangbang?
That, and maybe his people just wasn't allowing him to do that type of stuff.
And that's weird. That is a bit
weird.
You know? No offense to hood people. Right. When Mario will tell you, when I'm in the hood, I lock my door.
Oh, everything is being locked, even if I'm not in the hood.
No, when I'm in the car, like, especially when I go pick Devin up, we go somewhere and I go pick Devin up, Devin is in the cuss for the hood. So, like, I be like, click, click. And he comes to the door like, man, what the hell? And I be like, yo, like, you trying to get out of that. Mario, you're not in the hood in Bastrop, right? But you're not that far from it.
Yeah, where my mama lives, you know what I'm saying? I'm completely out of here now.
Yeah, complete. But I'm talking about when you stayed in Bastrop.
Yeah, where I live in Bastrop, it's not ghetto, but it's a little hood. It's a little hood. It's like touching the outer realm. Yeah,
it's the cusp of it.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla, were you? Did you grow up in the hood, or you were in middle class?
I grew up in the hood. Like, that's just how I went. Now I don't. I live in White Plains now. But I lived in the hood for as long as I could. But when they started shooting in the daytime, it was time to go.
Oh, yeah. So I guess the biggest thing that I guess the biggest thing is that like, real talk, I just want him to straighten up and fly right before it gets too late and he loses everything.
You remember when I said favor ain't fair?
No, it's definitely not.
So you could be an idiot and just be real talented at one thing. And that's how it can take you a very long way. And you still fuck it up.
Hold on. This is Mike.
Just fuck it up. And that could just be your path to walk in life at the end of the day. I mean, I hope he you know, gets his shit together. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. That's just, we gotta see how this shit goes.
Just not
quite frankly, I've been listening. Quite frankly, I've been listening to that song "Big Truck" that John Morant been listening to all damn day,
and I'm like
doing the same shit. So I don't blame fucking John Morant. Who I blame is the in fucking BA, bro, for not letting you bear arms.
No, Mario, let him. No, Mario, let him speak his piece.
Why can't you publicly bear arms, bro? It's legal in that state.
No, it's a personal conduct. No, bro. In the NBA, they have a conduct rule. They have a professional conduct rule that you have to abide by and you have to follow. If you break,
meaning you can't be out here wild,
right, bro?
They are not allowed to carry weapons. Their security is
right.
But they are not allowed to keep it on their person.
Exactly. So you can keep it in your house. But it's for to protect you. Why are you flashing a gun? It's professional conduct, bro. It's just like at your job. You're not bringing any guns at your job, bro. Are you?
But your gun is an extension of your car is an extension of your house.
Are you bringing a gun and flashing your gun when you're at work?
When
wasn't at work. The man was off the clock.
But he's an NBA player, bro. It's different. Different environment. You're not allowed to show it.
The man was in his driveway. In his
carry a weapon. Bro, their security is.
I'll be surprised if John Moran don't appeal this, bro. Like, what the hell going on?
I'm not going to be surprised if he gets suspended for the year.
I mean, ain't nothing set in stone yet as far as discipline, so.
Then wait. Let me read the statement that he made again. He made another statement.
Yeah.
This is the statement that he made. He said, I know.
Also came out. This statement was written by AI, so it's all good. You know, we not mad at
Oh my God.
John Moran. Not mad at John Moran for using AI. We all do it.
It says, I know I've disappointed a lot of people who have supported me. This is a journey, and I recognize there is more work to do. My words may not mean much right now, but I take full accountability for my actions. I've committed to continuing to work on myself. It sounds like it's just a repetition of what he said the first time. I don't think he's learned his lesson. I don't think it's going to get better. I hope that he wakes up. I just want to know what these dudes are going to be when he loses everything. You know, he has a little girl. Child support is real.
He just going to be real broke.
And Mike, I understand.
It's really NBA YoungBoy fault. He's ruining the youth.
He definitely is.
Mike, Mario, what you used to call YoungBoy?
A demon.
But anything else y'all want to say before we go out? Because we're running out of time.
John Morant is a loser.
I hope he just get the help he needs. Well, he don't need no help. I just hope he...
No, he definitely needs help. No, he needs help.
You know what the hell he
Yes,
going.
No, he needs help. No.
He should go to counseling.
No, he needs help. He has a problem. He clearly has a problem with guns.
He needs counseling.
What problem with guns? He hasn't shot anybody.
Have y'all ever seen Hollywood Homicide with Andre 3000 in it? And it's a scene, he got the gun in his hand. He's like, I just can't keep the gun out of my goddamn hand. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with myself. That's Ja Morant.
Hey, bro, this just in like 15 minutes ago, they didn't put the Ja Morant warrant off the sneakers app. I was getting that too.
And there we go.
Nike ain't playing that shit. Look what they did to Kyrie.
Better remember what they did to the cold crush.
Ooh. Yep. I'm reading the article just now. It just came in on my phone. Ja Morant, Ja 1 sneakers removed from Nike app and finish line. He's working on losing his sponsorship with Nike as well. That's a $36 million sponsorship that he had with Nike over.
Buy a future.
Over a gun. Not to mention, Mike. Gatorade, or is it Powerade? It's one of them drinking shits. They have dropped him from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've dropped him as well.
Powerade, who desperately needs his ass. Like,
yeah, Powerade. So that's more money he's lost. So, you know, he's bleeding really bad right now. No, you know, I used to feel sorry for for the baby, but I don't feel sorry for the baby now. Not even close to what John Morant's fucking doing.
Why would you feel sorry for the baby?
Because he said something that cost him a lot of money.
Right.
He was expressing how he felt on the situation, which he has the right to, whether you agree with it or not, and they canceled him. This nigga over here is literally fucking shit up, just single-handedly disobeying rules. And they keep forgiving. I think that's the most frustrating thing. They keep forgiving him and giving him a chance. And I think that's what I'm saying. I felt bad for the baby. And this is the thing. Like, what he said, that was just his opinion. That's just how he felt about the situation at hand, which we will not talk about because I'm not getting into that. I'm not going to have my show.
I don't disagree with what he said, but I do just want to say, just because it's your opinion does not mean you have to put it out there. The law in itself only protects you from prosecution. It does not protect you from looking like an asshole and for people treating you as such.
So you, but that was his opinion, though. That's what I'm saying. That was his opinion. I'm not even looking deep into it. I'm saying he just gave an opinion. And like he said in the interview, I lost a lot of money for what I said.
Because your opinion, for your asshole ass opinion, that was completely illiterate and stupid as hell.
I give you that. It's not close to what Ja Morant is doing.
No, he's being stupid.
No, it's not. He's being stupid. I don't think it's close to what he's doing. Devin, what you think?
No.
He's being stupid.
No, it's nowhere close to what he is doing right now.
Are we not going to call a spade a spade, gentlemen?
No. No, this is nowhere close because this dude is literally, he's breaking his work rules. That's what I'm saying. He's literally breaking rules of the NBA.
Which is grounds to get fired, honestly.
Grounds to get fired. When we talking about the baby, he was at a show, and he said what he felt about a certain situation or certain people, and they tried to cancel him.
I mean, which is grounds to be fired.
He's still making, but baby's still making music. And the baby is still making money.
Are you purchasing his music?
No, I don't buy the baby's music.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of the baby. He has like one or two songs that I like, you know, but
I listen to him.
I'm not a fan of his either.
Listen to him every time I need something with some bop in it.
All his songs sound the same.
So I'm not really, but I'm just using him. And I say I feel bad for him. I didn't say I was a fan of him. I feel bad for Jonathan Majors.
People he offended, disrespected blatantly. He should have kept his fucking mouth shut because that was his main audience. Because you niggas don't even support it.
Not at all.
Just feel bad. And you're not going to start unless you over here feeling bad.
Yeah, but I feel bad for a lot of people. Like, this is going to be another episode. I feel bad for Will Smith.
I don't.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode.
That's a whole nother episode, but that's all I'm going to say, because we're going to talk about that next episode. But I really do feel bad for Will Smith. I feel bad for Chris Rock. I feel bad for both of them. But
I just slapped shit out of Chris Rock too.
Another story, another time. Mike, anything you want to leave off with this? He's not there. Right. I just feel like Ja needs to get some help, whether Devin says it or not. Ja needs to get some really professional help.
Yeah, some counseling.
I wouldn't say counseling. He just needs somebody to tell.
Therapy.
He just needs a good.
Kind of therapy?
No, he just needs that one good nigga to fuss at him one good time. You know, make a tear roll down his eye. You know, you
like
always
baby boy.
Yeah. Like nigga, what the fuck your problem is? What the fuck you want to lose all this shit? You dumbass nigga. He need one of them talks. That's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all. He just needs. Obviously, people are tiptoeing around this problem. Parents, friends, even teammates. They're not even going to talk about it. But just need one good person. I think LeBron should be the person to talk to him.
Yeah.
I think somebody like LeBron.
Or some old vet, you know, some older veteran, you know.
He need to get a call from Michael Jordan, you know.
Maybe Gilbert Arenas or somebody.
No, definitely not Gilbert Arenas.
Gotta get some good advice. He got a podcast, right?
He got a podcast, but I wouldn't get no advice from Gilbert Arenas.
He didn't see the original tape from the first time he messed up. The boy, all right, y'all don't want to hear me though.
No, we're not disagreeing with you. We're just saying he needs some help. He needs some.
What kind of help can you give somebody who doesn't want to be helped? He doesn't have a problem. He doesn't have a problem.
He says he's working on himself. And that's the first, I think that's the biggest problem then, Kayla. The biggest problem is if you feel like you don't have a problem, that is a problem. That's why a lot of people fuck up a lot. They don't feel like they have a problem when other people around you see that you have a problem. That's what interventions are all about.
Mm-hmm.
So I get what you're saying, but if I'm looking at it like ain't nothing wrong with me, I don't have a problem when I really have a problem. I need people around me to help me to see that I have a problem so I can take accountability so I can try to fix and ratify the problem. That's just
that's, change my surroundings by hanging out with these people.
Hey man, and maybe he needs somebody to tell him that. And he needs somebody that's a figure that has been through what he's been through. That has gone through what he's gone through. I said, like, get somebody like LeBron. You should get somebody like maybe, I don't know, Mario, give me somebody. I don't know.
Like I said, just any veteran player, you know.
Get Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp is a great example.
Yeah, he definitely show you what not to do.
Right, Sean Kemp, Isaiah Ryder. He need to get with somebody. It look like he needs a mentor. Why does Mike keep hanging up?
No.
Mike, anything you want to say before we leave?
Man, y'all go listen to that Big Truck, man.
Bro, ain't nobody about to listen to their phone,
bro. Not hearing about the first 46. Nine healing dropping May 26th. You feel me? I ain't gonna be able to run forever. We're gonna keep dropping these albums.
Boy, we're gonna keep running. We're gonna keep running away from that song.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all, people, for listening, man. We really appreciate y'all, man, for coming and joining this show, man. Yeah, we gonna be back. Same time, same place.
All right.
Right. Thank you, Mike. We just want to thank both Kayla and Mike for being a part of this experience with us, for a dope, fun episode that I'm really looking forward to doing more episodes with y'all. Follow us on Instagram at PWK_podcast. You can reach Devin at
Only One Grace.
You can reach Mario at
Mr._Bedtime Story.
You can catch Kayla at
Ayla.
And you can catch Mike Wells at
Love, you are with me. So now y'all can catch me on Clubhouse and Warren M. Woods. You feel me? Y'all mess with us, man.
That's it. Instagram, not Clubhouse, bruh.
Oh, no. <nah.
laughs> Guess this is where he want to be followed on.
Yep. Before we leave, anything else anybody want to say besides the story we didn't talk about before we sign off?
No, sir.
Nobody has anything to say? It is my time.
Nah, we good, bro.
It is the time before I leave to give advice leading up to our series on dating and finding love in 2023. Last week, I told you women, you need to test your males. Significant other to find out if it's real or not. So tonight, I'm giving some advice for men.
Hey, don't forget the depth you dig, gentlemen.
Yeah, that too. Men, stop accepting all these damn gifts from women. It's a trick. And that's it. We just want to thank y'all for listening. And thank you for partying with killers. Killing everything that we do. We out.
Well,